Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's on smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chris Carosa. Chris is a five-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management. He is the author of From Cradle to Retirement and a number of other books on retirement, on financial planning. Chris, thanks again for being here. Tell us how we can find you online, please.
Oh, you can just find me online anywhere. Just Google my name, Chris Carosa, and you can find me, or you can go to my website, chriscarosa.com.
All right.
And that'll lead you to all
one,
different places.
One R and one S, Carosa. So, Chris.
That's right.
You've been doing this a long time. You've been through, you've been managing assets through a lot of different political eras. We had 8 years of the Obama-Biden era. We've had 4 years of Trump. And now it's you know, there's a chance, pretty good chance, that we'll have four more years of a Trump, of a Biden-Harris era. In terms of what can we take anything from the Obama-Biden era and overlay it on the a Biden-Harris era? What do you think?
Well, you could, if you want to be a little bit optimistic, you can look at and see what happened during the Obama era, where the economy itself was rather stagnant. I mean, granted, Obama came in with a really bad situation going on. He didn't do the things that a lot of people thought should have been done, yet the economy was resilient. It came back. It just didn't hit on all cylinders the way we saw over the past 4 years what was going on. However, just because the economy was just sluggish, it didn't mean that you couldn't make a lot of money investing. And in fact, the stock market did incredibly well. And even though it was trading for a long time within a range, it still did well over that 8 year period. Mm. And this really is true of almost any presidential administration. No matter who's there, there's a way that you could make money in the stock market and investments. You know, maybe it, certain industries will be favored over other industries. But in general, if you want to be positive, you know, you should admit, or you should, you know, embrace the fact that the country itself is pretty resilient as far mm-hmm. as how it's going to respond to different administrations, different rules. And businesses themselves, they don't really care who's in office. They just want to make money. So they're going to figure out a way to make money.
That's the thing I wanted to ask you. There are two issues that I'm concerned about. I felt like during the Obama administration, because as you know, I'm like you, we're out here on Main Street. It's not just about our investments. It's also about our economy, right? And I felt like we may have been happy about the stock market, but we weren't happy about the economy. And so, you know, my point is why did we have to have, why do we have to choose? Why do I have to choose the stock market over the economy? Why can't we have both? And I felt like we were able to do that during the Trump administration. But my question, my second point is, what about the CFPB, the Consumer Financial, you know what I'm talking about, the CFPB,
yeah,
the watchdog, that the Obama administration created to put a leader in place that was not elected, not even responsible to the president, answerable to the president. When Warren becomes the leader of CFPB, what's that going to do to your world?
Well, in my world, in some ways, it'll provide opportunities that aren't there before. They're just different set of opportunities.
Yeah.
So I'm being kind of dispassionate about this.
No, I am too. I'm not drawing conclusions. I'm just saying we have a record we can compare it to, and I wonder about that.
Well, you look at, so what's going to happen is if they really get aggressive, the large financial institutions may have some problems. Yeah. On the other hand, a large financial institution, look at what happened during the Obama administration. The large financial institutions were allowed to continue when maybe they shouldn't have. A few of them should have gone bankrupt, should have gone under. They were allowed to continue because they didn't want to have a negative impact on thousands of workers.
Right. That's right.
Well, you know, that helped those large financial institutions, but the smaller ones that were poised to benefit from, say, the disappearance of these a few large ones, they didn't do as well.
Including community banks who were treated just like big banks.
Yeah, that's the other problem, is that, when you group everybody together on the financial, I mean, this goes back a long time ago. You remember Enron and WorldCom and all that kind of stuff? There were rules that the SEC put in place at that time to prevent another WorldCom from happening.
Right.
Well, those rules apply to all financial institutions, including mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
Mutual funds who were victims of WorldCom.
Yeah.
So I run a mutual fund. I was punished as if I were WorldCom because of WorldCom, even though one of my funds owned WorldCom and we were a victim.
This is the kind of discussion I want you to continue to help us have as we move forward in what's going on, because we do have a record. There is a track that we can follow and we can do a little projecting. We'll count on you to help us do that. Will you come back soon?
Yes, I will.
ChrisCarosa.com, folks, is the website. Find his books there and all the things he does. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Got a heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.